The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers at KRLA870.com. That's newsmakers at KRLA870.com. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
The chair of the Republican Party of California, Jessica Patterson, is joining us right now. Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a busy week, but an exciting one.
It sounds like it has, looking at the numbers. Tell us about the big win that took place in a very important seat.
Yeah, we actually had two wins on Tuesday of this week. We had a special election down in Riverside where we were holding on to Senator Stone's seat. In 2018, we only won that seat by 3 points, but Melissa Melendez, Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez, now Senator-elect Melissa Melendez, won that seat overwhelmingly. Additionally, we were able to flip a congressional seat in the northern part of Los Angeles County and parts of Ventura County, Simi Valley, Santa Clarita Valley, Antelope Valley, with now Congressman-elect Mike Garcia. He is an amazing Navy fighter pilot. He's worked as an executive in the aerospace industry, a great family man, Santa Clarita, born and raised, and we are very, very lucky to send him to Congress.
So a lot of people look at this and say, does this portend something in the fall? Because people are trying to read the tea leaves with the pandemic going on and figure out where the country is and who they want. What do you think we should read into this? What do you think we should not read into this?
Well, I think that's a really great question, Larry. And, you know, we have been working incredibly hard over the last year to make sure that we can put together an organization that can compete and win in these types of districts. I would say that, you know, Our impressive feat on Tuesday in winning the seat so overwhelmingly, so quickly, was fantastic. Things will change between now and November. There will be a different turnout model. We will not be in the middle of a pandemic. So there will be things that change in November. What won't change is the fact that Mike Garcia is a fantastic candidate and will be a great representative of our district, because I happen to live in this district. What won't change is that Christy Smith is a terrible candidate with a terrible record. And we are going to continue to make sure that the people of this district know how well Mike Garcia is serving us in Congress and how poorly Christy Smith has served us in the state assembly. So we're very excited to continue this momentum that we have. But we also understand we have a big fight on our hands going into November, and we're not going to let up.
All right. And broaden it out a bit, because not only did we look at that area, but a lot of attention is on Orange County. Republicans would really like to take back some seats that were literally taken by Democrats, and some say going around and harvesting of ballots. What do you think there? Where does the focus go now?
So we've actually been building up our ballot harvesting operations as well, and we employed those efforts in our March 3rd primary, and that's why we were able to get all of our endorsed candidates across the finish line. But Orange County is going to be ground zero. We have a couple of other opportunities, like Congressman, former Congressman David Valadao in the Central Valley. That's a great opportunity for us. But looking at Orange County, we've got Assemblywoman Young Kim, who's going up against Gil Cisneros. She is the Energizer Bunny out there working incredibly hard. That's a fantastic opportunity. She has Orange County. She has parts of San Bernardino, parts of Los Angeles County. Great opportunity for us. Additionally, we have County Supervisor Michelle Park Steele, and she is one of those people who never stops. And she currently represents about 75% of that district. She's going up against Harley Ruda. You know, when the governor is talking about closing down our beaches and Harley Ruda Beirut is supporting that action. And then minutes later, he's out on a private beach. This is the exact arrogance that we've seen from Democrats across the board. Do as I say, not as I do. And we have fantastic people that really represent their communities that are running in these seats. And we have a huge opportunity, but we've got to execute on every single one of these opportunities. The good news is, primary election numbers, which, again, you can't necessarily translate that into the general, but we fared very well in all of these districts. And so we're going to be pushing really hard through November to build that infrastructure and make sure that we have all of the resources that we can possibly deploy throughout the state.
Jessica Patterson is the chair of the California Republican Party. Just quickly, in our final time we have together, how much does this all shift to pandemic politics as a referendum on how the country moves forward? Is that going to be the issue?
I think that it's certainly going to be a big issue. And I think it'll largely depend on how we here in California handle the reopening of our economy. We're seeing states that are doing it effectively, safely, responsibly, like Governor DeSantis down in Florida. And if we can't get on that same page, I think that there's going to be a lot of people here that are really hurting for a message that's coming from something else than what the Democrats have been serving up. And so that gives us, you know, the chance to say, this is what Republicans would do instead, and this is how we would fix the many problems we have here in California.
Lastly, if people want to get involved and work on supporting candidates or learn more about the election coming up and the districts that are important, where can they go?
Oh, Larry, I love you for asking that question. Join us at www.cagop.org. We've recruited over 25,000 new volunteers in the last year, and we need you to be a part of this so we can have more successes and more victories like we did on Tuesday night.
Jared, Jessica Patterson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
AM 870, The Answer.
Let's check in with Supervisor Don Wagner in Orange County to find out some of the things going on there when it comes to trying to get things back to normal as much as we can. Supervisor Wagner, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate the chance to chat.
So, when I see the news stories, it seems like Orange County is a bit further along in potentially reopening things than, let's say, Los Angeles is. Is my observation correct on that?
I would say we are farther ahead than Los Angeles is. The good news coming out of Orange County is that our hospitalization rate, our death rate is better than our surrounding counties. And we're hearing from our health officials that some of the things we are doing are working. We've gotten our beaches reopened, not as much as I'd like to see, but they're at least open for active use. And so Orange County is certainly better in a better position right now than LA County. What we're working very hard at the board to do is keep that momentum going.
So what are the issues? What are the steps to getting things back open, but doing it in a safe way? You seem to get some sort of debate out there. There's this one group that says, nah. If we open anything up, if people go places, it's going to get really bad. And other people go, well, wait a second. You know, you can do this. You can do certain things to minimize that risk. What is the thinking in Orange County?
Well, the truth is there are very much conflicting ideas going around out there. Some are telling us that we've got to keep everything shut down, that we don't have a handle on this disease. We don't know how bad it's going to get. The science, though, that we're getting from our health department, and it seems to be borne out by the numbers we're seeing, not just in Orange County, but from around the at least the Southern California region. And I understand it's even better up in the Northern California region. Bottom line is that we believe that we can safely start easing restrictions, allowing folks to get back to work, allowing our economy to start functioning again. We're still going to want to take reasonable safety precautions. We're still going to want to make sure we're washing hands, try to social distance, wear masks to the extent possible. But we no longer are in a position, in my mind, according to our healthcare officials as well, where we've got to shut down completely. Because, Larry, you got to realize there is a danger, a serious health risk, to continued shutdown. Increased poverty, folks are struggling sometimes to put food on the table, to provide for themselves and their families. Businesses that were maybe on tough margins don't come back. And so there are long-term health consequences. We're hearing about increased calls to suicide hotlines. We are seeing out there in the public that there is a risk to an economic downturn. And so we want to balance that risk versus the risk of the coronavirus.
So how do you make things work? I hear about these restaurants that, you know, they're doing the, you know, curbside and all that. But when they start to open up and when they do the social distancing, some say it's really hard to pencil it out, that people have built facilities for a certain occupancy and they need so many people sitting in chairs so close to make it pay for itself. If you go into a restaurant when we get to that stage and say, okay, restaurants can open up, but we're going to, you know, you're going to have to be 6-7 feet from anyone else, the math may not pencil out to make it profitable.
Well, that is one of the problems with the one-size-fits-all approach we're seeing from Sacramento. And it is the case that each business is particular is different, and the restaurant industry is particularly tough because of the small margins. Some of the folks can make it with social distancing in their dining rooms. Others can't. There are talks about things like, well, opening up some of the parking lots and allowing for outdoor dining in places where it otherwise wouldn't happen to maybe alleviate some of those problems. But at the end of the day, one size doesn't fit all. What we tried in Orange County with our separate business guidelines is to give the flexibility that those businesses need to figure out how they're going to operate. What we did was say, you still have to follow the state guidelines because that's the law. You might have to follow the guidelines of any city you're in. But as far as Orange County is concerned, if you do these things that our health department said will keep you safe, we won't hassle you. We'll allow you to try to find a way to make your business go. And we are encouraging people to act responsibly in that sphere, whichever business they happen to be in. And you know, you see some crazy stuff. For example, you can buy shoes at a Target or a Costco, but you can't buy them down the street. What in the world is the difference? And so we're trying to get the governor to step back, eliminate those differences, and allow people to open up safely. As the governor has recognized, if the public doesn't feel safe, they're not coming out. Businesses have an incentive to do it and do it safely.
All right, Supervisor Don Wagner, thank you for taking time to be with us. Real quick, are you optimistic things can get back to normal?
Well, I am optimistic that we are going to get some relief. Normal is a long way away, and I think the new normal that we keep hearing about is going to look different, but it is going to be safe, and we are going to be able to revive this economy if we act soon rather than later.
Supervisor Wagner, thank you so much for being with us.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.